My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Belinda gives Davin her birth date and her email address as well, which is the one that she uses to scam people. Davin asks Belinda if her goal was to get money from him. Belinda asks if he thinks she is a bad person. Joe then compares everything to a fishing show and that the scammers are nasty people with no emotion. Then he compares Davin to a lunch truck. So listen and enjoy.
We do have gold here, though. You will see when you visit. Gold!
No!
You know what?
I got to admit,
really give her, you know, for her patience. I mean, if that was me, I'm like, all right, look, could you send me $1,000? Let's get off the pot.
Which
here.
Is why it makes me think maybe this is real.
I know. That's what makes me worry.
No. She goes, when you see Vegas, I go, how old are you? She goes, 27. I go, fake you. I think just turned 31. I go, what's your real birthday? She gives me the real birthday. I go, what's your email address? shybear0337@yahoo.com, which was the one she was using for all the scams.
Yes.
This was the one she did not create for me. This was the one she was using for scams.
Yes.
All right, elaborate on it. This is
yes. Oh, my God. Yes, Shy Bear.
Now, just elaborate a little bit more. So,
okay, I got to remember. But she created a fake account, an email account.
And where did she do this?
She did this on Mail.com. And this was like,
Hold on, let me get through this.
And the first, it's another email thing.
Okay.
And I created one too to deal with this shit.
Okay.
And by mistake, well, not by mistake, she gave me the password to it. So I checked in there because I would check her stuff. And shybear0337@yahoo.com was her real email address. Also, this is who I friended on a Yahoo chat with my fake guy, William Tuttle. Mm-hmm. Remember, I was talking to her as
yeah.
William Tuttle for a while?
Wait a minute.
So her Yahoo profile was shybear0337@yahoo.
And my Scott Walker, who couldn't get any play from anybody, also talked to her.
Mm-hmm.
Shy Bear.
Mm-hmm. This is a real email address.
Yeah.
Real email address, Joe.
Yeah, it's a real email address, but it's not like an email. I mean, it's been visited more than Grand Central Station.
Okay.
You know, I mean, come on.
I go, what does Shy Bear mean? She goes, shy, cute girl. I go, cute, yeah, shy, not sure, LOL. She goes, I'm just a little bit shy. We'll be the first time we meet. I go, I'm shy too, even though I get paid not to be. Shyness is normal. She goes, shyness is normal. It's part of humans. I go, thanks, Dr. Freud.
Who's that?
She goes, I'm shy around people I don't know, but confident about the people around the people I know. I go, that is good. I go, do you like talking to people? Yeah, but don't like making too much friends, though. I go, let me ask you a question.
Oh, you like making plenty of friends on the internet, though, liar.
Goes, let me ask you a question. I will not be mad what your answer is. When we first started talking, was I part of the plan to get some money? Just be honest. I will not be mad if you
yeah,
say yes.
Yeah, they're known for being honest.
Oh, okay.
All right,
I kind of expect it, to be honest. She goes, I was looking for a man who could take care of me.
Okay.
Because I don't have that. I don't have much, and that's the truth. I go, did things change when you heard a real person on the other line of the phone?
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you done this before, honestly? She goes, that was my turning point, hearing my voice, and I could not keep it away from you. And she pretty much came clean within like a few days.
Yeah.
So I go, so if we did not speak, you would have continued to be somebody you were not? Did a man pressure you into this? Because the men run these things.
Yeah.
And they make the women do this a lot of times.
I've been kind of worried about that.
She goes, no one forced me to do this. I did it willingly. She goes, do you think I'm a bad person? Belinda, I do not make those judgments. I do not know what you are. I think a lot of what you say is the truth. I know a lot of what you say is not. I'm trying to understand you, Belinda. I really am. Maybe I think you're only willing to reveal so much. She's willing to reveal because I'm real, hon. Well, there was somebody always on the other end. Do you remember Tasty? Now, Tasty was what she said when she asked to get a drink of water. She's like, I'm Tasty.
Oh, right.
She goes, yeah. I go, tell me what you remember. When I said grapes were tasty, this was the feeding of the grapes from a few days. I go, no.
Uh-huh.
She goes, my bad. I forgot. I guess so. I go, I'm not the first Western you've done this with. How many fell in love with the world you created for them?
Oh.
She goes, please believe this is the first time. Belinda, others fell in love with you. I saw it. How many? She goes, well, I didn't know if anyone did because I was not into any of them. They posted on your wall. clearly, you finally got some good taste.
Well, not for nothing. And the way she's reeling it, let's say, you know, everybody's being honest now. You ever see the fishing shows where the deep sea fishing and the you can't see the fish and they're just working? But when the fish finally surfaces and gets close, everybody goes, does what they can to really reel the fish in.
So you think this is just all hands on deck?
Absolutely.
With the shy bear, though, Joe?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, you talked about this. This side, everybody in town's been there.
But she's the town bicycle?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute. But it makes me think that because she has that Shy Bear address, and, you know, we've each had a turn of talking to that person, then it sounds like, I mean, it's definitely started as a scam. This wasn't just she was looking for one person.
Remember she told fake me when I was talking to her as William Tuttle that she had a boyfriend.
Yes, that's true.
It was a comedian. It was me.
Yeah, it was you.
Although after tonight, you might not believe the comedian part.
Mm. I don't know, but in the beginning, well, in the very beginning, she was also talking to my fake Scott Walker person, too.
Yeah, but things could have changed.
Yeah,
These are nasty people with no emotions.
I don't know. Well, you know, my friend who really knows a lot about this, she goes, you know, always remember there is somebody on the other line, and scammers have fallen.
Regardless, you are the best part of their day. For all this horseshit.
Maybe not yours.
No, but you gotta understand, and I hate to say this word, and I really don't like to use it in the context of you.
But it's going to be something nice, because if it's awful, he uses it all the time.
Right, here we go. You are a creative person, all right? Where a lot of people aren't, okay, that write these people.
Right.
So you're the shining star in all these people that they're scamming.
Yeah.
You make their day. You make their day. They like talking because all this stuff is going on where it's like this, well, I got my check from Social Security. I really miss my wife. I really love. That's the shit they read all day.
See?
But you and your hijinks
are
something different during their day.
I certainly
whether
they're
the
a,
drama
whether
king.
It's a now it's an emotional attachment, it is something that makes their day, but you're like the lunch truck. You know?
Yeah. It was nice. Yeah. Just compared my ass to a truck. Everybody eats cheaply off me. I don't know what.
Roach cage.
What is that? I'm run by Mexicans? What
people
are you
look forward
about?
To the people look forward to the lunch truck coming every day. You had a lunch truck.
Thank you.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.